You don't know the address, and someone is telling you from the phone, take a right, left, and the roundabout, take a left, the next roundabout, take another left. So what's going on? So it's a bad call. It's a Shekhinah, it's not with you. Yeah, Kadosh Baruch Hu is dressing himself, hiding himself in computers, in things. It cannot be. It's something spiritual that is happening. You give a shiur here, and someone in Seattle getting stronger, and someone in New York getting stronger. What's going on? How can it be? It's a spiritual thing. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is changing reality. It wasn't in this. Go, tell it to righteous people 200 years ago. You cannot understand. Rabbeinu said once that there's going to be a day that we're going to have flying birds that are going to bring people from one land to the other. Rabbi Naftali said, when I'm going to see that, I'm going to wear my Shabbos clothes. This is it. It's the days of Mashiach. So here we have all of those airplanes. Everything is working. And don't understand that it's all for Mashiach, all preparing for Mashiach, that people are going to be able to come to see the face of Mashiach, expanding the terminal, the all of those, the roads to Jerusalem, roads to Eretz Israel, all of those things are just developing and developing. It's all for the salvation, for the Geulat Israel. It's all for the Geulat Israel. Something that we have to remember. Oh Hashem. So, we should be very happy because we are very lucky, very lucky that Hashem chose us. That Hashem gives us that merit to be part of that. And just even not to contradict that, just to love. To love that idea, to love that concept, to try to support it as much as you can. Everyone from his point, his abilities, one in the field, one in the field, one just to come. How much it makes the Rav happy when he sees the student sits in his class, if he's coming into an empty class. He's sad, he's frustrated. People are coming. When I was coming to give shiurim in Bat Yam, there was a person that was coming always, 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 and the rest weren't coming always. They were coming once in a while. And that guy told him, you have the merit. If you wouldn't come every day, I wouldn't come. You also. For the people that are coming once in 3 weeks, I will not going to come. But for someone that is coming every week, for you, I'm going to come alone. Even just me and you are going to sit and learn Chavruta, it's worth it for me to come. So for one person that is coming, even more so when there are so many people that are coming to our class and to people that are watching us daily, it's huge. It can be, soon it's going to be the biggest yeshiva in the world. Really? Now you have over 400 people that watching those shiurim daily. Every day. You need to understand, and also the siyata d'shmaya that each and every one of us have, it's like we're learning in that group of 400 people. Because we are learning together. It doesn't matter. There is no time exists in the world. Really, it's all Hashem Yitbarach. Those classes are growing and developing, and we can feel that siyata d'shmaya in those classes. Oh Hashem. Alright, so Rabbeinu in Torah 35 in the 7th part, and in the 3rd line we were talking over there about, we'll start again from the 7th part. But when the person puts his wisdom, haynu nishmato, means his soul, betocha emunah, into the faith, haynu pshata oraita, a simple way of learning, haynu masar matan, to all of what it is doing, working, learning, in the aspect of chadashim lebkarim, rabbi emunatecha, that every day he is renewing his faith. When a man is thinking about what it is doing, he's not functioning like a robot, he's just, he lives the faith, he wakes up to the world that Hashem is there in that world. He's coming to learn Torah in the Beit Midrash that Hashem Yitbarach is in that Beit Midrash. He's always renewing his faith in the Yitbodedut. Alright, I'm going to talk to Hashem. He's not, I'm going to do Yitbodedut. I'm going to talk to Hashem. He's going to meet Hashem. I'm going to learn in Torah how I'm going to find Hashem, how I'm going to know Hashem even more. He's going to talk with a friend of, I'm going to see what Hashem is telling me in that conversation. Hashem, what you want to tell me? What's something new, Hashem? How can I renew my soul? He brings his soul, his wisdom, into the Avodat Hashem, into everything that he's doing, in the aspect of renewing your faith every morning. Azai, so then Rabbeinu is warning us, צריך לשמור האמונה, you have to watch over your faith, שלא ינקו ממנה החיצונים, that the outsiders will not going to take power from your faith. Means, if now, Rav Shalom said once that a righteous man that is hidden is not in the same level of a famous righteous man. We would assume that the hidden righteous people, the Lamed Vav 36 hidden righteous people, are higher than the rest. This is why they're hidden, they're more gentle, they're more holy, they need to be hidden. Rav Shalom said no. He said, when a righteous man is hiding himself, he doesn't have no problem in the Avodat Hashem. He can learn as much as he wants, he can pray as much as he wants. But if a righteous man becomes to be famous, he doesn't have the time to learn. He always have to answer questions in halakha. He doesn't have the time to do his Yitbodedut. He have to make shalom bayit, he have to sit with people to talk to them. And with all of that he doesn't have time to learn and to pray, he stays a righteous man. He's still a tzaddik with not learning, without learning, without praying, and you're righteous, it's a lot higher. So when a man is coming to that place that he is hiding, if he's hiding his faith, so he doesn't need to watch over his faith. It's already safe and guarded inside. But if he's talking about it all of the time with people, a lot of people ask me, should I share, should I tell people? Or maybe it's gonna... People feel a lot of times that when they're sharing from their developments on their on themselves and they're talking, so it's like they open themselves and now they can be damaged. They can be lose, chas v'shalom, what did they achieve? It's not true. Just you need to watch over it. You have to share, you have to give, you have to open, you have to be generous, to give the opportunity, the hand to other people, to enjoy from what that you received until now. But you should know that it can be damaged, so you have to watch over yourself. Means when you're talking, you need to check what are you talking about, and if you, and how you're saying those things, that you're not falling to arrogance, that you're not falling to preaching, that just you're sharing, you're talking from a humble place. You're sharing, just, this is me. When you're opening yourself, the truth of who that you are, you're not going to be offended, you're not going to be hurt. But when a man is losing his mind, he's just now being arrogant and telling, and you know, I done 6 hours, and after it I made 9 hours, and I was... So you lost your mind. So now you can be damaged. This is why they're saying, Rabbeinu is saying, you should talk, you should open, you should go with faith to every place you're going to, but watch over your faith. Means don't forget Hashem. Don't praise yourself and open yourself in ways that are not real. The truth is that it's all kindness of Hashem with Barach, and then you can share. And Rabbeinu is saying, because, ki hi shochenet betoch hachitzonim, because the faith, it's inside the outsiders. Bechinat, in the aspect of Zot Yerushalayim Samtia Betoch HaGohim, that city Jerusalem, I put it between inside the nations, Usvivotea Aratzot, and surround it all of the other lands. Yerushalayim and Jerusalem, Bechinat Emunah, it's an aspect of faith. Kemo Shekatuv, like that it's written, Kirya Ne'emana, a loyal city. Bechinat Laila, in the aspect of the night. כמו שכתוב, like that it's written, ואמונתך בלילות, and your faith is in the nights. והוא פשט אורייתא, and this is the simple way of learning Torah, כמו שאמרו חכמנו, like the rabbis are told, telling us, את הגמרא זכרונה לברכה, במחשכים הושיבני, in darkness Hashem put me, ולחושך קרא לילה, and to the darkness Hashem called night. So the faith is in the nights. אמונתך בלילות, your faith is in the nights, means to believe in Hashem Yitbarach, you have to go into the dark places, you have to go through your downs, you have to go through your lackings, your poverties, your weaknesses, you have to, because if you're not going to go through those difficulties, you're never going to believe, you're never going to find faith, because the faith is in the night. Compare it to a certain treasure, to a certain coin, to a certain diamond, that you can find it only in the nights, it's in the nights. Over there you can learn faith. When it's sunrise, you cannot find it anymore. When the sun is rising, when it's light outside, you cannot believe in Hashem Yitbarach. This is the time that your wisdom is working, that your sechel is seeing, and your da'at, your wisdom, your understanding is already working, and it is in control, and the faith doesn't have a place over there. What, you need to believe in what that you see with your eyes? You don't need to believe. I know, this is a mic. This is it. I know, this is the Likutei Moharan. I don't need to believe that this is Likutei Moharan. I know it's a Likutei Moharan. So there is no place to believe that this is Likutei Moharan when I have it, when I'm holding it. I need to believe that it's Likutei Moharan when I don't understand what that's written. I need to believe that it's been written by someone that understands me, by someone that wrote it just for me. Even that I cannot understand what it's written, there is the faith. The faith is in the night. The faith is in the place that you don't understand, that you cannot achieve. This is where the faith is. So if a man is, his goal is to believe in Hashem Yitbarach, he have to prepare himself to the darkness. Have to prepare himself to the darkness, and to know that the darkness is coming for a good reason, for superior cause, for the most, the highest reason of them all, the purpose, that you're going to know Hashem. If Hashem would want us to know Him in an illuminate aspect, in a bright day, He could just leave us over there in heaven. Before of the creation, everything was open, everything was clear, we had it. It wasn't such a big deal. It wasn't such a success. Still we were very ashamed to receive the kindness and all of the good things that we were receiving from HaKadosh Baruch Hu back then. Why? Because we were not worthy. We were not putting no effort in the Avodat Hashem. But now when Hashem sent us to this world, the death world calls Olam Milshona Alama, it's darkness. It's hiding the light of Hashem. And you are walking with that faith, and you're trying to believe in Hashem Yitbarach in the night, then you have a reward. Then you're worthy. Then the faith that you have, the ability to see Hashem, it's something that you don't embarrass in it. You're happy. You achieved it because of your effort. On that it's written, Yagata Umatzata Ta'amin. You put an effort and you found it, now you can believe. What it means, you're going to believe in Hashem Yitbarach. You're going to have faith. If you found it with no effort, Lo Yagata Umatzata Al Ta'amin, it will not going to bring you to faith. You will never going to believe in Hashem Yitbarach through that. A man can born from birth, can know all Shas, can learn all of his life in Beit Midrash, and not to have faith. Because he didn't put effort to find Hashem. He just found it with no effort. Al Ta'amin, don't believe. You will not going to believe. You will not going to have faith. The faith is in the nights. The faith is when you're working on faith. The faith is like that Rav Shalom said that all of his books have been written with tears. Like Rabbeinu is writing that all of the righteous people are writing their books with tears. Tears on tears on tears. Years of Avodat Hashem brought Rav to write the Garden of Faith, Garden of Peace, Garden of Gratitude. And when he was very, very sick, the righteous person, the Chacham Avraham Chai, came to Rav Shalom and told him, you know why you become to be so sick? Because they're testing you from heaven if you're keeping your book, what did you wrote in your book, Garden of Gratitude, or not. If you're going to keep on saying thank you, now that you feel that you're going down, now that you feel that you're so weak, they're testing you. If you were worthy to write that book, if he was worthy to write that book, they would find that he is, they're going to let him to write the next one, the Brit Shalom. If you're going to see the book, Garden of Gratitude, of Chacham Avraham Chai, that is one of the Lamed Vav Tzadikim, Chacham Avraham Chai got the Garden of Gratitude of his, is that thick. He's got so many notes and papers inside of it, and he's just quoting and writing places, sources from the Zohar HaKadosh, and he's explaining where Rav Shalom brings all, this is written also in the Zohar HaKadosh, in the Etz Chaim, Pri Etz Chaim, Kitvei Arizal, and this, and he's all writing all of his book like that, and he's got Seder in it. The Chalban HaKadosh, the Seder Chalban said on the book Briti Shalom, that this is the highest book that ever been written on Kedusha. And he's got Seder in that book, Briti Shalom, the Chalban HaKadosh. Those are righteous people, huge righteous people, and they're holding those books that been written in simplicity. The Rav David Abuchatzera, he said that the book Garden of Faith haven't been written by a human being. It's been written by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said the human being couldn't write that book. Why? Why? Because that book, Rav Shalom canceled himself totally before he wrote that book. And he came to write that book out of that pure faith. I'm not here at all. Am Israel, they need to believe in Hashem Yitbarach. We're going to write it. He said that he was so surprised when the book Garden of Faith came to people, that people got that book and learned it. He said that he was surprised. Why? Because he never realized that people are so far from faith. For him it was so simple that people believe in Hashem. What it means to believe in Hashem Yitbarach? To be religious, it doesn't mean to believe in Hashem Yitbarach. To believe in Hashem Yitbarach is to live the fact that Hashem Yitbarach is with you always. This is how you explain confidence. This is how you explain happiness. This is how you explain Kedusha. You explain everything, generosity. All of the good attributes are coming from faith. This is why came Chavakuk and established all Torah mitzvot based on one, on Tzadik Be'unato Yichyeh. Because if you have faith, you're generous because you don't care. Hashem is giving me money, so now I'm going to fight. Now if you have faith, you're not fighting. I'm going to smile to everyone because Hashem is good. I'm going to be patient because Hashem is patient with me. I want to be patient with others because I want Hashem to be patient with me. Your humility, because you know that there is Hashem, and you're humble, because you know that you're zero, and on, all of the good attributes are like that. Coming
because of faith. And when Rav Shalom canceled himself like that, to be a believer, and this is it. He's not part of the picture. He's not part of the game. He's just, there is Hashem, and this is it. So it hasn't been written by a human being. It's been written by Hashem and Barach. He canceled himself so much to Rabbeinu HaKadosh, to Borei Olam, that this is it, that the will of Hashem and Barach been written. Like you cannot say, the Torah been written by Moshe Rabbeinu. We know that it's been written by Moshe Rabbeinu, but the ones that are claiming, no, it's been written by Moshe Rabbeinu, they are kofrim. It's Torah Hashem. It's the Torah nitna, we received it in Sinai, mipi ha-gvura, from the mouth of Hashem. Not from the mouth of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was the middleman. But only because he canceled himself totally to Hashem Yitbarach. So now it's become the Torah Hashem. Torah Moshe becomes to be Torah Hashem. But it's not Torah Adam. And that Torah belongs to every human being. Means if we're working on canceling ourselves, like Rabbeinu is saying, even when we're going to make business, even when we're going to learn Torah, we're going to do tshuva, in every place, you need to try to cancel yourself as much as you can to Hashem Yitbarach. And not to fall to that mistake. Not to cancel yourself, not to your rabbi, not to your wife, not to the rules of the halakha. To Hashem Yitbarach, that is on top of all of it. When you have a rabbi that looks like an angel of Hashem, Malach Hashem Tzvakot, and you don't understand his ways, and you see that Hashem Yitbarach is talking from his mouth, you're canceling yourself to that rabbi. Not because you're canceling yourself to a rabbi. If now you're going to Google rabbi, and you're going to try to cancel yourself to someone, probably you're going to jump on your bank account and you're really going to cancel all of your properties. You're not allowed to cancel yourself to a human being. You have to cancel yourself to a Kadosh Baruch. Then if you found a rabbi, someone that is canceling himself totally to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're allowed to cancel yourself to a Kadosh Baruch Hu through that rabbi. Rav Shalom said that when his wife, the Rebbetzin, started to do 1 hour in Bodedut, he stopped thinking about the house, how to fix the house, how to do things in the house. Before she was doing 1 hour in Bodedut every day, he was still thinking how he can help in the house, how can he do things in the house. But from the moment that she canceled herself and started to do, and he said that it took him 10 years that his wife was going to do 1 hour in Bodedut. Only after 10 years that he was doing it Bodedut, his wife started to do 1 hour at Bodedut. When she started to do it Bodedut, he said, now the Shekhinah is running my house. This is it. He's not looking, he's not checking, he doesn't have no questions on the house. Whatever Hashem wants. When? When his wife canceled herself to Hashem. Means that we need to understand that we're canceling ourselves to Hashem Yitbarach. Not to the wife, not to the Shulchan Aruch, not to the rabbis, not to the books, not to the halachot, to Hashem. To go with faith to every situation, to know Hashem is with me, and I'm looking for the voice of Hashem. I'm looking to understand what Hashem wants from me. And not the Torah Adam, that ability every human being's got it. Because you have a soul, means you have a pipe, means you have a connection, means Hashem is with you. Hashem is with you, you will not gonna have no lackings. A man can live a beautiful, amazing life and to suffer. Every moment of his life he's gonna suffer because he doesn't see it all with faith. And a man can live in horrible poverty and to be happy, to be so amused, so satisfied. Why? Because he's got Hashem with him and he's laughing all day long and he's much thrilled. Why? Because Hashem is there. Hashem is the source of happiness. Hashem is the source of confidence. Hashem is the source of wisdom. Just that when a man is coming to all of those situations, he has to watch over his faith. What it means? Not to lose the faith. Not to become arrogant. To think, alright, now I'm learning Torah. Now I'm teaching Torah. Now I'm doing hafatzah. Now I'm making shalom bayit. Don't fall to that imagination. Watch over your faith. Keep on believing in Hashem Yitbarach, that Hashem, you are doing my shalom bayit, you are chonen la'adam da'at, you're giving me the wisdom, you Hashem sfatai tiftach, you're going to open my lips and then my mouth is going to praise you. You're doing everything. It's not me. I'm not doing 6 hours in Bodedut. I'm not learning 2 hours Gemara or 8. It's not me. It's you, Hashem, with your kindness. And when we're going with that, so we're safe and guarded. This is what Rabbeinu is saying. that the faith is in the night. They have a risk. In every situation that you're coming to bring sparks out. You're coming to save sparks, holy sparks of faith, so the Yetzer Hara predators are coming also to fight on those points. You have to watch over the faith. What it means to concentrate, to believe in Hashem Yitbarach, not to take your eyes down from the purpose. Always Shiviti Hashem LeNegdi Tamid. Always to look. Always to hold Hashem Yitbarach in our hands. Always to call Hashem.
Vehi bechinat ha-ma'or ha-katan. And it's an aspect of the, how we called it last week? Ma'or ha-katan.
Small
lights. כמו שכתוב, like that it's written, ואת המאור הקטון לממשלת הלילה. That the small light is controlling on the night. Controls on the night. וצריך להמשיך, and the person have to pull, בחינת the aspect of חשמל, aspect of חשמל, מעולם הבינה, from the world that calls בינה, understanding, להלביש את המלכות, to dress the kingship, Hainu emuna means the faith. Shelo yinku mimena ha'akum, that the nations will not going to take power from it. Veha'aratzot shesvivoteha, and the lands that surrounds it, means you need to pull power like chashmal, like electricity, spiritual power into the faith in the places that you're going to. Means if now you have a business and you're going with faith, when you're going to talk to that person that you're going to bargain with him, that you're going to make the business, the deal with him, he can damage your faith. So you always need to put power into your faith. Means you need to prepare yourself. You need to charge your batteries before you're going to meet him. You need to prepare yourself that Hashem, now when I'm going to go to that business, that I'm not going to fall to the mistakes of believe that that person is rich or that I can make money through that person. No. Hashem, that I'm always going to believe that you're the one that gives me the parnasah, that I will not going to fall to believe in people, that I will not going to fall to believe in situations. In all of the parts of the Avodat Hashem, it's like that. You have your relationship with your wife. You and the entrance to your wife, to the house, you need to think, it's not my wife, it's Hashem Yitbarach. Like we learned on Rabbi Akiva, that before he entered to the house, he was listening, what's going on in the house? And then he heard, that his wife is saying, if it was depending on me, I would tell him that he can go and learn another 12 years. Because he heard that, he could go. But if he wouldn't stop and listen before he entered to the house, he would learn only 12 years. A break of 10 minutes. You would tell him, go back to Beit Midrash. That was a break. This is it. It wasn't 24 years in a row. It would be only 12. So because that he stopped, and he waited, and he listened, Hashem, now I'm entering to the house. What's going on? Let me remember you. Let me remember that it's all you. Because if not, entering to the house, all right, you want to respect your wife, but there is also a lacking in that. That you want to be so kind to your wife and to help and this and that. And you forget what Hashem wants from you. You forget. The Magid Mezrich, he had difficulties with Parnassah, horrible difficulties in the beginning of his life, and he was crying to Hashem Yitbarach on Parnassah, and he heard the bat call. That the bat call, the voice, the Shekhinah told him, don't think that you have more mercy than HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take care of your children. Let them suffer. They need to suffer now. You put all of your powers in the Muda Torah, in your Tefillah, in your Avodat Hashem. This is what Hashem told the Magid in Mezrich. I'm not sure that this is what Hashem is going to tell you. But you need to listen to the voice of Hashem. Not because that you think that what that your wife is telling you, that every child have to have minimum 3 sweaters and 4 pants and 2-3 kind of pair of shoes. So this is the real Rachmanut of Hashem. And now you're going to spend all of your life just chasing after money to have what that she needs. That, and also she will never going to be satisfied, even if she's going to have 20 pairs of every kind. Because she lack of faith. This is why she's suffering. So instead of chasing and playing the game with her, of chasing after money and imaginations, work on bringing faith into your house. And then your wife, she's going to be happy. Rav Shalom said, if you want your wives to be happy, you need to wake them up also, even though that it's maybe the hardest thing of them all, to wake her up to believe in the illumination of the will. What it means? That even her will counts.
To explain that to a woman, it's a very hard thing. It's a very hard concept. We know how much it's hard for us also to understand it. For a woman to understand it, it's even harder. Even harder. To understand that the fact that she wants that the children are going to have new shoes for Pesach, even though that you don't have them, it's also good. It's very hard to explain that. It's very hard. But how are we going to explain that? By explaining that huge, wonderful lesson that we learned about the will, about the soul. That the light of the soul is the will, that you want Hashem. And when you have a soul, when your soul is illuminating, you want Hashem. And when you want Hashem, you don't need to be worried about nothing else. It means that you're alive. It means that you're with Hashem. When you want other things, this is when you're far from Hashem. You're behind the curtains. You're behind the sneakers. You're behind the pants. Behind the skirts. Behind all of the imaginations of this world. But when you want Hashem, so it's all good. You want your children to be happy, you achieved. There are people that doesn't care about the children. They bought them 500 shekel bicycles and they're all day long in the streets riding. People forget their children in the park. People don't remember. Someone is missing. What's going on? Only at 9 p.m. they realize that one of the children is not there for 3-4 hours. He's still chasing after kittens in Shar Chesed. What are you going to do? You should be happy that you're not there. You should be happy that you want your children to be close to you, that you want your house to be clean for Pesach, to strengthen yourself with the will. The fact that you want Hashem Yitbarach, it's already something very special. And it counts. And for Hashem Yitbarach, it's very important. And Hashem Yitbarach wants that to grow. And if we're going to hold that will, it's going to be settled. It's going to be, how you said that? Kavua, stable, set. It's going to be it's going to be your achievements. It becomes to be you. This is how we're going to cheer up our wives. This is how we're going to find a way to support all of the people that need help. To wake them up to understand the importance of the will. To believe in themselves. When you're going like that, you have that faith. This is that perfect faith. That a man believes that he already wants Hashem. We don't need to develop in the Avodat Hashem. We need to remove the husks. And Hashem is already in. Hashem is already inside. And we just need to open ourselves to it, to observe, to close our eyes, to look inside, to see. I'm breathing, it means I'm alive. I'm alive means Hashem is with me. Hashem is with me, it means that everything is good. Everything is good. Why I'm not smiling? If everything is good, why I'm not smiling? Why I have those trains of thoughts, wagons of bad thoughts all of the time, of sadness, of despair? Rav Shalom is saying, you're not happy with the kippah? Take it off for a second. Check yourself. Can you stand without a kippah? Can you be without a kippah for 2 days, for 2 hours, for 2 minutes without your kippah? No, you're going to fight on that kippah. So why not happy when you have it on? Alright, so then you're working. You have a lot of mitzvot that you're keeping every day. And we're not focusing on them. The Yetzer Hara keep on bringing shifts on shifts of information, of filth information. Crazy lies and thoughts of despair. But what's going to be with that? What's going to be with your son? What's going to be with your wife? What's going to be with your marriage? What's going to be with your panasa? What's going to be with your health? What's going to be with Am Yisrael? What's going to be with this? What's going to be with that? It's all nonsense and imaginations. The truth is that Hashem is here. And if Hashem is here, everything is perfect. Already now. And we don't need to change nothing when Hashem is here. Hashem is doing everything. He was, He is here now in the present, He is with us in the future, going to be always. Hashem is good. Everything is good. This is what it means to walk with faith. And when you're walking like that with faith, with complete confidence, you are not going to be damaged in all of the business that you're doing, in all of the learning of Torah, in your Yitbodediyot, you are not going to be damaged because you were with Hashem. And Hashem Yitbarach is guarding us. Hashem Yitbarach is watching over us. And this is what it means, the aspect of Chashmal, from the world of Bina. World of Bina, we're not teaching Halakha, we're not learning, Kabbalah. We're not learning Kabbalah here to explain world of Bina, how it's coming. And world of Bina, it's world of understanding. We need to understand. Chashmal means power. We need to bring power into our Avodat Hashem. To guard the faith means to believe in Hashem Yitbarach. To understand that Hashem Yitbarach is with us. And that we need to put an effort. We need to put power on that. We need to pray on that. We need to hold Hashem Yitbarach in His tzitziot. And to hold Him hard, strong. To hold Hashem Yitbarach, it's a fight. There was one Avrech that were learning with us in the yeshiva. After 12, maybe 14 years, he left the yeshiva. And one of the Avrechim told me, you know why it happened, why he left. He said because he wanted the Kedusha to chase after him. He didn't want it to chase after the Kedusha. Means, in the beginning, he was going every day to the mikveh. But after a while, he said, I should go every day to the mikveh. I'm going to go on Friday, before of Shabbos. It's enough. So he stopped chasing after Kedusha. After a while, he said, why I need to go every Friday to the... I wasn't sinning. I wasn't being contaminated. If Chas Shalom, I'm going to have Gamma Brit. I'm going to go to the mikveh. So he's falling down. Without even feeling it. He keeps feeling that he's in the Avodat Hashem. And he's got all of the explanations. In the beginning, he was going and doing tshuva every day. Every day. Even in the best days. After a while, he said, look, it's too hard to do tshuva every day. If I'm going to do something horrible, I'm going to hold the midah of tshuva. I'm going to confess on that. So he was doing that for a few months. And after it, when you're not used to do tshuva every day, even on the big avonot, you don't have the merit to do tshuva. And this is how you're falling from minyan. This is how you're falling from Beit Midrash. Why should I come every day to the yeshiva? I'm going to learn home. I'm going to learn at home. I'm going to have daf yomi or something. Every day I'm going to learn a little bit. And then you lose the yeshiva. And this is how you lose the yeshiva. And then you lose the mikveh. And then you lose the tefillah in minyan. And then you lose Shabbos. And oh, you can watch Rav Dror on YouTube. It's not a problem. And then you lose, slowly, you lose your connection. You lose your connection. Because you cannot every day. You don't have no guarantee. The only guarantee, like we said, it's the prayers. It's the effort. It's the ishtadluyot. When Rabbeinu said to Rabbi Natan, I put you in my sack, Rabbi Natan asked him, please tie that sack strong that I'm not going to run. It's not enough that you are all right, you're written in Misrad HaDatot. You need to come every day. It's not enough that you're doing 1 hour in Bodedut. In the 1 hour you need to pray, please, Ribbono Shel Olam, that also tomorrow I'm going to come to do 1 hour in Bodedut. And every day to prepare ourselves like that for tomorrow. To prepare ourselves to tomorrow. To the darkness, because the faith is in the night, and for sure we're going to have our darkness, for sure we're going to have our downs, for sure we're going to have our poverties, and we're going to have our lackings, and we're going to have our weaknesses. For sure we're going to have to go through all of those places, because our faith is not completed yet. So we're going to have to go through tests. We're going to have to purify ourselves in tests. So this is why we have to prepare vessels to pull light from the Bina, to pull power from the Bina, drag it into our situations, into our life. Lalbish et amalchut, to dress, to cover the kingship, haynu emunah, the faith, shelo yinku mimena akum v'aratzot shesvivoteh, that no one, no nation, no land is going to be able to hurt it. Ukshadam osek b'masa umatan kol kach b'emunah, and when a man is negotiating so much with faith, k'mo Rav Safra, like Rav Safra, ומקיים, and he's got what it's written, he keeps what it's written in the book of Tehillim, ודובר אמת בדלבבו, that his heart is all truth, all faith. זו הבחינה נעשה חשמל. That aspect become to be חשמל. This is the power. היינו מלבוש, that outfit סביב האמונה, to guard the faith. Means when you are talking truth in your heart. When your mitbodedut is coming from an honest place. Even if you have your lackings, you confess on them. And you're talking from a place of faith. You're telling, even in business, you're telling, listen, that product, the truth is that you can find it cheaper. But this is my price. This is how much that I'm demanding on that product. You can find it cheaper if you're going to go. I'm selling it in this amount. This is my... I figured out that this is my price. I need to pay my bills. This is the price. This is Masal Matan Ve'emuna. This is what it means that you're negotiating with faith, with truth. You're not lying. You're telling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for me it's too hard to pray three times a day in a minyan. For me it's too hard to wake up to daven nets. It's Hashem, I don't have those powers. When you're talking with truth, you're pulling that power. You're bringing that aspect of Chashmal into that situation. And you're charging yourself. And you're strengthening yourself. And that's what they're going to give you the power in the future to pray three prayers in Minyan and to do all of the mitzvot with a complete faith. And you will not going to be damaged.
And then the mother, she is hard, watching over her sons, shelo in kumi mena, that will not going to be damaged. Wonderful. Thank you, Avoy.